What's up, my J&J Empire family? This is Jordan Cruz, the host of Real Talk. Today is Wednesday, January 22nd, 2020. On today's show, I want to talk about how you-know-who in the White House is talking about trying to get rid of the SNAP program, which for those of you that know what the, well, let me rephrase that. For those of you that don't know what the SNAP program is, that is food stamps. He wants to get rid of the food stamp program across the board, as well as getting rid of Social Security. And he believes that anyone that's on Social Security or disability that does not belong on it should not have it. And he is talking about, just screwing everything up. And it's like he is trying his damnedest to really ruin America. And it started when he killed Soleimani, which turned out that he did that on his own. He never talked to Congress about it. He never got anyone's permission to do that. Hell, America is still in hot water with Iran for Trump killing that man. Okay, Iran has vowed to retaliate. We just don't know when. And now you have this moronic asshole talking about getting rid of the SNAP programs, and as well as Social Security and disability. And for those of you that remember, a while back when he didn't get his way on something, he threw a temper tantrum and partially shut down the government. And it's like, what in the hell is wrong with this man? And you mean to tell me the Republicans love this man so much and have aligned themselves with him that they cannot see how he is destroying America? And see, I have told numerous people that even though the House voted and impeached him, he will be acquitted before the Senate. Why? Because the Senate is Republican controlled, and they've already said they will not vote to impeach him. And see, Republicans, they have passed so much that this man has wanted to do. And if he decided, which I know that he's going to do, to write up a bill to get rid of food stamps and Social Security and disability, once it gets to the Senate, oh, trust and believe, the Republicans will sign off on it. And that will be the end of Social Security and disability, as well as food stamps. And he wants those that will receive those benefits, like Social Security and disability, to only be eligible to get it once they retire. But what this man does not realize, those that receive Social Security benefits is because that's what they paid into it from working. And so he believes that he is so above the law and that he can do anything that he wants. But little does the Republicans know, a lot of this mess that this man is doing is going to affect them as well. It's time for the Republicans to wake up and see just what kind of disgusting, pathetic of an animal that has mental issues this man really is. And it's ridiculous how much they love him and they have aligned themselves with him. Because, I mean, they love everything that he's doing. They love that how he's running his country, how he can't do no wrong. But that man is running this country into the ground. And he hates President Obama with a passion. Everything that President Obama did and had passed his 8 years in office, you know who in the White House is going to undo or has already undone. How can you hate someone that you do not even know? And see, he really hates President Obama because another reason is because President Obama and Michelle Obama has so much grace and class that he's scared of. I mean, President Obama is very good looking. He has a gorgeous smile. His wife is pretty. And then you look at you-know-who in a White House and his wife. It's like, really? You got a president that when he doesn't get his way, he throws a temper tantrum? Really? And like I ask all the time, I thought you had to be 35 in order to be president of the United States. If that's the case, why in all gay hell is the American people letting a 2-year-old run this country? So, I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, we're in our final days. I cannot say that enough. We are in our final days. We are living in the book of Revelation right now. So for those of you that is not in good with God, I suggest you get in God's good graces before it's too late. I highly suggest that you repent of your sins and ask God for forgiveness before it's too late. Because it's only a matter of time before Jesus returns to this earth. It's only a matter of time. And you know, everything that this man has done within the 4 years that he has been in office, because on January 20th, on Martin Luther King Day, This man has been in office for 4 years. He's going to have to stand accountable for everything. Once he stands before God on Judgment Day, he's going to be held accountable for all of this. And the same thing goes for the sorry ass Republicans. Once they have their turn to stand before God on Judgment Day, they're going to be held accountable for everything as well. All of them is going to be held accountable for ruining this country. Hell, it's only a matter of time before World War III start. So, I mean, I want you guys to really weigh in on this topic and let me know how you feel about the start of the impeachment trial in the Senate. Let me know if you agree or disagree with what you know who in the White House and the Republicans, what they're doing to this country. I want you guys to really weigh in, whether it's via voice recorded message on here, calling into the show, or via email. Real talk is always fun, always fresh. If this is your first time listening, welcome, welcome, welcome. I want you to go ahead, hit that subscribe button, and join the J&J Empire family. I also want you guys to share this episode and any of the previous episodes and upcoming episodes with your friends, your family, your loved ones, and your coworkers. Let's continue to grow Real Talk. If you should have any questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to send them via voice recorded message on here or via email, which is at realtalk197981@gmail.com. And again, I want you guys to weigh in on today's show. I want to know everyone's opinion. You can also weigh in by calling into the show, or if you have a show idea or suggestion, please feel free to call in at 602-429-9822. This is Jordan Cruz with another episode of Real Talk. Always take a little time out for some Real Talk. I want you guys to have a wonderful Wednesday. Happy Hump Day. Enjoy this beautiful day. Until next time. Talk is brought to you and sponsored by Anchor. I would like to thank each and every one of my listeners for tuning in to today's show. Please stay tuned for the next episode of Real Talk.